Ballet Boot Camp. In the pilot episode called Deer at Nightfall, a rolling wash of headlights introduces 12 contestants on the shoulder of a highway. The host's remarks dissolve behind the ugly purr of traffic, but his command to make it beautiful is captioned on the screen. First up, a long-legged blonde, white tights beneath a tutu's black corona. The road a spill of glossy hustle till she's silhouetted in a flare of brake light red. Long pause, then a volley of horns as she jetés off the curb and into a commercial. There's one week where the ballerinas, clad as matadors, evade a team of danseur bulls, costumes that corner poorly, though the men are fast. There's an ice rink episode, and one with hot couture instead of leotards, the stage shrunken to a model's runway. Still, the ratings dip mid-season and producers want to change. More real life, they say, more sex, more danger. So camera up on a little three-bedroom in the suburbs for the challenge titled plainly, Stay at Home Mom. Our host throws open the front door. Honey, I'm home. And everyone laughs. Upstairs, he briefs the last few dancers who wear towels wrapped around their torsos, wet hair on slender necks. Here's our narrative, he says. Your mother's. And when you leave the shower, kids are screaming. Someone's hurt. A string quartet starts crying on the porch. No time to dress. You're needed. And I'm afraid the house is something of a wreck. Bonus points if you can clean a little on your way to save the children. At this, we see the floor. Toy furniture and painted blocks, picture books and clothes, a disgorged purse and a plastic menagerie processing out the bedroom to the hall. We get a close-up of a muscled calf before the barefoot heroes off, on point somehow in gaps among the rubble. She arabesques on an upturned toy bin and then mid-pirouette scoops up a hairbrush and a pair of dolls. All's fine until the stairs. 20 steps of hardwood, each one pocked with die-cast cars. Off-screen, a curse, a sharp intake of air, and then we fade to white. Commercials for hose and minivans, a young celebrity's perfume. And then, before the show returns, an ad for lipstick where the models leap from jets in lingerie.